Potcher, and a huge welcome to this week's special, The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, with me, Mike Wynn. Why special? Yes, you're right, they're all special. But this one is to celebrate the music of the recently departed João Gilberto, the father of bossa nova. If, by any chance, bossa nova and guitar playing aren't your thing, look away now, as they say.
Vai minha tristeza e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços. Apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijos e carinhos sem ter fim. Que é pra acabar com esse negócio de viver longe de mim. Não quero mais esse negócio de você viver assim. Vamos deixar desse negócio de você viver sem mim.
Chega do Sudad, No More Blues, and it was to become Gilberto's signature song. And it was the first bossa nova hit, and it was on João Gilberto's LP of the same name. It was written by two of the most famous of Brazil's contemporary composers, Antonio Carlos Tom Jobim, and the poet, diplomat, and Oxford-educated Vinicius de Moraes. This 59 LP also includes Gilberto's very first bossa nova compo, Bim Bom. In fact, let's hear it now.
É só isso, meu baião, e não tem mais nada, não. O meu coração pediu assim, só bim bom, bim 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 bom, bim bom, bim bom, bim bim bom, bim bom, bim bim bom, bim bim. É só isso, meu baião, que não tem mais nada, não. O meu coração pediu assim. Só bim bom, bim bim bom, bim bim bom, bim bom, bim bom. Só bim bom, bim bom, bim bim.
Bim Bom, glorious in its happiness and simplicity, and it contained the elements of Gilberto's style, his understated vocals totally without vibrato, and his so-called stammering guitar. This was also classed as world music when it first appeared, again a new category. Bossa nova translates simply as new trend or new thing, and it could easily have been dismissed as easy listening. Luckily, it wasn't, as it's much more than that, as we're going to discover later in the show. Gilberto was born in Salvador, northeast Brazil, and left school at 15 to focus on music, which started a troubled period for the young João Gilberto Prado Pereira de Oliveira. He led a nomadic existence, playing the occasional gig as he developed his own style, and he was a heavy marijuana user, and his long hair and unkempt clothes and unreliability, he was always late, didn't help him at all. all. He ended up staying with his sister for 6 months, where he spent most of that time in her tiled bathroom with his guitar and the echoey acoustics helped him develop his style and write Bim Bom. Zhao's mother was supportive. He was the youngest of her 7 children. But his successful businessman father wasn't at all and had him committed to a psychiatric clinic in Salvador. Zhao discharged himself and in 56 headed for Rio de Janeiro, where he teamed up with Tom Jobim in 57. Was Tom Jobim's glorious Desafinado out of tune. This buoyant, cheerful music coincided with the new Brazil. It now had a democratic government under Kubitschek's presidency, and inevitably the Brazilian football team added to this feeling of Brazil's well-being by winning the World Cup in 58. Bossa Nova, as Gilberto developed it, was to meld Brazilian rhythms with the cool jazz sounds coming out of the West Coast scene in California. Here's a well-known example. Samba de Una Nota So, one-note samba, first recorded in 1960, written by Tom Jobim, and he played the piano on that one too. Apart from Jobim, the only other known muso was João Gilberto. The history books simply say, plus a small band. One-note samba had English lyrics added by John Hendricks, and suddenly this new sound was worldwide. And it was on the first real jazz bossa nova LP, which was the Stan Getz, Charlie Bird, Grammy-winning LP Jazz Samba. Gilberto was not on this record, but Jobim was. Here's a hit that came from that album. Yes, Desifinado again. Stan Getz, tenor, Charlie Bird guitar, his brother Gene Bird also on guitar, Keita Betts bass, Buddy Deppenschmidt drums, and Bill Reichenbach senior percussion. That was the single version, a two-minuter. The original LP version was three times the length. And that was a colossal hit worldwide, and not only introduced the bossa nova to millions of people, but it also brought jazz to their attention too. Most of us jazz lovers know the song that first brought jazz into our lives and hearts. And I'm sure Desifinado did that for many of us. Let's just go back a bit to the record that first got Gilberto into the limelight. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade é como a gota de orvalho numa pétala de flor. Brilha tranquila, depois de leve oscila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. A felicidade do pobre parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha o ano inteiro por um momento de sonho pra fazer a fantasia de rei ou de pirata ou jardineira. E tudo se acabar na quarta-feira. Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade é como a pluma que o vento vai levando pelo ar. Voa tão leve,
mas tem a vida
branca. Olha que beleza!
Orfeu Negro, Black Orpheus, was an award-winning French-Brazilian film shot in Rio in 59. Music was by Antonio Carlos, Tom Jobim and Louis Bonfa, who wrote Manhunt de Carnaval, a big bossa nova hit. The film soundtrack featured Gilberto, that song Felicidade I somehow managed to extract from the opening medley of songs. I've never seen the film and can only imagine it was over opening shots of people, noisy people, going about their business in Rio. Let's go back to Gilberto's first LP. This is called Rosa Moreno. Please, please, please listen to his pronunciation of Rosa.
Rosa Morena, onde vais, Morena Rosa? Com essa rosa no cabelo e esse andar de moça prosa, Morena, Morena Rosa, oh Rosa Morena, onde vais, Morena Rosa? Com essa rosa no cabelo e esse andar de moça prosa, Morena, Morena Rosa. Rosa morena, o samba está esperando, esperando pra te ver. Deixa de lado esta coisa de dengosa, anda rosa, vem me ver. Deixa de lado esta pose, vem samba, vem samba, que o pessoal tá cansado de esperar. Oh, rosa, que o pessoal tá cansado de esperar. Morena rosa, que o pessoal tá cansado de esperar. Viu, rosa, que o pessoal tá cansado de esperar.
João Gilberto was a perfectionist, an obsessive perfectionist, which always gets an artist listed as difficult. Here was certainly the example of that obsession. He insisted on 28 takes of Rosa Moreno, as he wanted to get the sound of the O in Rosa exactly right. Well, did we notice? Another of his early collaborators tells the story of João Gilberto's obsessive ways, as it allegedly drove one of his cats to jump from his 8th-floor window, driven crazy by his constant repetitions as he attempted to perfect a guitar phrase. If people talked in clubs, he would often stop playing completely. He remained totally still on stage too, making the big O, Roy Orbison, look like a hip-swivelling go-go dancer. Here's another example of his work as he begins to go abroad.
Deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quem não gosta de samba, bom sujeito não é. É ruim da cabeça ou doente do pé. Eu nasci com o samba, no samba me criei. E do danado do samba, nunca me separei. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Thank you. gosta de samba, bom sujeito não é. É ruim da cabeça ou doente do pé. Eu nasci com o samba, no samba me criei. E do danado do samba nunca me separei. Samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo bole. Quando se canta todo mundo bole.
Samba de Minha Terra, Samba of My Countrymen, from an LP called João Gilberto, The Boss of the Bossa Nova, that featured the Brazilian organist Walter Wanderley and his group in New York, October 62. Waltinho had to be coaxed back into the recording session at one point, as he got so frustrated with João. Gilberto was in New York for the first time for a Bossa Nova concert at the famous Carnegie Hall in New York, November 62, a sold-out gig for an audience of 3,000. And this really propelled Bossa Nova into the mainstream jazz world. Cannonball Adderley, Kenny Dorham, Herbie Mann, and of course Stan Getz all recorded Bossa Nova albums.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe. Ah, beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watched her so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
Thank you.
she looks straight ahead, not at me. Smiles, but she doesn't see. She just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see.
The Girl from Ipanema gave Stan Getz his second big 45 RPM hit, and it's the opening track of a Verve LP called Getz Gilberto. Getz tenor, Gilberto guitar and vocal, Tom Jobim piano, Tommy Williams bass and the gloriously named Milton Banana drums and percussion, recorded in New York, March 63. They wanted a female singer to complement Jao's vocal. None of the existing Brazilian singers that were there spoke enough English to be comfortable with doing it, so Jao asked his gorgeous wife Astrid to duet with him. She had never sung professionally before, and wow, what a result. The song won the Grammy for the Record of the Year in 64. Taking the edge off that brilliant sound and the commercial success was the fact that Astrid then ran off with Getz. Here's a second song from that LP, Quiet Nights.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely.
Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor.
Corcovado, Quiet Nights. Same lineup as Girl from Ipanema, of course. Wonderful song. Jobim at his best. Hope that sounded okay. The LP is very worn. The year after this recording in 63, there was a military coup in Brazil, and that sense of hope and optimism and freedom died. So João and many other musos left Brazil. Gilberto flitted between the US and Mexico. And yes, I agree, there's just so much bossa nova you can take at one sitting. So let's have a half-time break and something very different.
Thank you.
I Feel Pretty from West Side Story. Oscar Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass and Ed Thigpen drums. Was there ever a better trio? Hopefully that's refreshed the parts that the bossa nova can't reach. Back to João Gilberto. You can imagine that after Getz went off with Astrid, that relationship between Getz and Gilberto suffered a complete collapse. It did for a while. But by 76, they were back together again, this time in San Francisco, a live gig at the Keystone Corner. Here's Getz's intro to Gilberto. Long-winded, yes. Heartfelt, yes.
João Gilberto, to my mind, is the most individual singer of our time. A true originator. His curious ability to sing warmly without a vibrato, his impeccable and inimitable rhythmic sense, his intimacy, all coupled to his wonderful guitar work, make him unique. That a performer so gifted, one of the true greats in music, should be so hesitant about public appearance is just one of those mysteries. But he's here. He's here this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, João Gilberto.
Ding 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 ding. Dora Alice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Dora Alice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo. Doralice, agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer? É bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer como é que nós vamos fazer. Pai arará, yarará, papá, pai arará, pá.
Why this May 76 gig recording wasn't released until Resonance Records unearthed it in Todd Barkins, the owner of Keystone Corner, in his private collection, and it was brought out eventually in 2016. That's a mystery. Sure, the height of the bossa nova craze had passed by 76, but Getz was a huge, huge name, and Gilberto not much less so. But the two of them were together again. Anyway, thanks to Resonance Records persistence, we now have it, and it's called Getz Gilberto 76. Getz tenor, Gilberto guitar and vocal, Joanne Brackeen piano, Clint Houston bass, and Billy Hart drums. We heard Doralice, and it was a week-long residency at the sadly now closed Keystone Corner in San Francisco, and sold out for the entire week, as you'd expect. In 1980, Gilberto returned to his beloved Brazil. He'd remarried to Heloisa, better known as singer Muca, but they later divorced. He became more of a recluse. His recordings and live gigs became ever more sparse events. It's said that in his last few years, he lived in his pyjamas and only opened his door to take in food deliveries. Fame was a burden to this intensely private man. Interestingly, he only made 10 studio albums in his 60-year career. I'm going to play you another Stan Getz number now. It doesn't have Jao on it, but Astrid Gilberto is here.
Podem me chamar e me pedir e me rogar, e podem mesmo falar mal, ficar de mal que não faz mal. Podem preparar milhões de festas ao luar, eu não vou ir, melhor nem pedir. Eu não vou ir, não quero ir. E também podem me intrigar, e até sorrir e até chorar, e podem mesmo imaginar o que melhor lhes parecer. Podem espalhar que eu estou cansada de viver, e que é uma pena para quem me conheceu. Eu sou mais você e eu. Pedir e me rogar, e podem mesmo falar mal, ficar de mal que não faz mal. Podem preparar milhões de festas ao luar, eu não vou ir, melhor nem pedir. Eu não vou ir, não quero ir. E também podem me intrigar, e até sorrir e até chorar, e podem mesmo imaginar o que melhor lhes parecer. Podem espalhar que eu estou cansada de viver, e que é uma pena para quem me conheceu. Eu sou mais você e eu.
Astrid, honey. Astrid Gilberto, ladies and gentlemen.
The Girl from Ipanema.
The Stan Getz Quartet at the 64 Newport Jazz Festival with two special guests. One was Getz's old sparring partner, Chet Baker. The one on You Evoque was Astrid Gilberto. She sang two songs at the festival. Rather obviously, one was Girl from Ipanema. That was a very young Gary Burton on vibes taking the guitar role. Gene Chirico bass and Joe Hunt drums. I think Astrid is still singing now in her late 70s. Here's João Gilberto resting his voice on his own compo. His 1960 LP, O Amor, O Sorriso, E a Flor. João Gilberto with his own song, Ambraco, No Bonfa, recorded between late March and early April 1960. This was obviously a tribute to Luiz Bonfa, who had recently left Brazil to live in the USA. The following year, 61, João recorded an eponymous album backed by the Walter Wanderley Group. This is still well before Bossa Nova hit the world stage, and Gilberto by this stage was insisting his music was samba, not Bossa Nova. Please listen out for the opening boat horn sound.
Dia de luz, festa de sol e barquinho a deslizar no macio azul do mar. Todo é verão e o amor se faz num barquinho pelo mar que desliza sem parar. Sem intenção, nossa canção vai saindo desse mar e o sol beija o barco e luz. Dias tão azuis. Volta do mar, desmaia o sol e o barquinho a deslizar e a vontade de cantar. Céu tão azul, ilhas do sul e o barquinho, coração deslizando na canção. Tudo isso é paz, tudo isso traz uma calma de verão. E então o barquinho vai, a tardinha cai. Do mar desmaia o sol e o barquinho a deslizar e a vontade de cantar. Céu tão azul, ilhas do sul e o barquinho, coração deslizando na canção. Tudo isso é paz, tudo isso traz uma calma de verão. E então o barquinho vai, a tardinha cai. O barquinho vai, a tardinha cai. O barquinho vai, a tardinha cai, o barquinho vai.
That opening boat horn sound was actually Walter Wanderley on his organ. Wanderley was tired and fed up of being asked to be patient while Tino, as he, Wanderley, struggled to get the exact sound Gilberto wanted. Eventually, Gilberto sang it for Walter. Such was his musicianship. But his obsessive, detailed self was straining relationships with everyone in the Brazil music scene. Tom Jobim, as an example, absolutely refused to participate in this 1961 LP recording session. And we heard O Barquinho. And we're going to close with another of João Gilberto's own compos. This seems to have two titles, Valsa and Bebel, Bebel being the name of his daughter. Also a singer, recorded in Brazil in 74, but not certain of that date. Bossanova tribute to the great João Gilberto. He gave a lifetime to perfecting his special sound, which for a few years reverberated around the world and made us all a little happier. Thanks for joining me, and I really hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, Bossanova free on this occasion, with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care, be well.